This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within us the love of certain things. People love, for example, their conveyance. People love wealth. They like gold and silver, for example. People love the opposite sex and so many other things that people love. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you were to be conscious of Allah while trying to get that which you love, then you would definitely be in comfort, in contentment, and in the hereafter, we will grant you paradise. But if you were to try and go and get those things that you love through means that are unacceptable, a person loves a motor vehicle, he goes to steal. A person likes another person and goes to commit adultery or fornication. Then Allah says you are plunging yourself into destruction and you will take away your happiness. In fact, there will be a crisis. When someone goes to steal, they are worried about the long arm of the law. When a person were to commit adultery or fornication, they are worried about so many other things at a certain point. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, we know that the love of these things is within you, but don't follow the devil's beautification of it in the wrong way. Rather, go for it in the most beautiful way. And this is why when Allah mentions these things, gold and silver and the horses, meaning the conveyance, in verse number 14 of Surah Ala Imran, immediately after that, in verse number 15, Allah says, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ. Should we tell you what is better for you than all of these things if they were to be achieved in the wrong way?
لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٍ.
For those who are conscious of Allah is indeed paradise. What that means is when you are trying to achieve these things, you must be conscious of Allah. The rules, the regulations, the do's, the don'ts that He has laid are not laid there in order for you to be distressed, but they are there in order to govern your life and make it beautiful so that you can achieve comfort at all times. And this is why immediately after that, Allah speaks about those who are conscious of Him. They constantly pray to Him. What do they say?
رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
Subhanallah, they say, O our Lord, we have believed in You. We have believed in You, so therefore forgive us. So they're actually letting Allah know that we believe in You, so we expect You to forgive us. Yes, that's correct. You're a believer in Allah? Well, you can expect that from Allah because you believe in Him. And Allah says, they say, so forgive our sins and save us from the punishment of hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. My brothers and sisters, it's very important that when we get what we want, we actually should be getting it through the correct means. In the same way that when a person breaks the law of the land to get what they want, they would be living in constant fear. Well, the same would apply if one were to disregard the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A different type of fear and perhaps something totally different may overtake that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 26 of Surah Ala Imran tells us who owns kingdom, who owns authority on land, and who is the one who elevates people. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala,
قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Say, O Allah, Allah is the owner of kingdom, dominion, everything. He gives provision and kingdom, authority to whomsoever He wishes, and He takes it away from whomsoever He wishes. And He raises whomsoever He wishes, and He drops whomsoever He wishes, for indeed all goodness is in the hands of Allah. He is all able and all capable. This verse brings about a lot of comfort because we know that Allah is in control. He raises whom He wants. He drops whom He wants. So if you have been raised, you need to remember Allah can drop you, so be humble. And if you've been dropped, you need to remember Allah will raise you. He is the one who's able and capable, so develop your relationship with Him. Either way, whether you have or you don't, the secret is to develop your relationship with Allah, to remain humble and remain steadfast. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse number 31 of the same surah that the winner is he who follows what the messenger has actually taught. If you really love Allah, then you need to prove that love by following what the messenger has taught. Listen to verse number 31.
قُلْ إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
Say, if you love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you and forgive your sins, for indeed He is most forgiving, most merciful. Amazing verse of the Quran, simply because we will only achieve comfort through the love of Allah. The crises will only be alleviated by the help of Allah. And in order to love Allah, we need to follow what the messenger has taught. And this is why what we said today of getting what you want through legitimate means, legal means, is very, very important. Now I want to move on to something unique. You know, the wife of Imran, this surah is named after the family of Imran. So the wife of Imran was the mother of Mary, the Virgin Mary, who was the mother of Jesus Christ, or Isa alayhi salam, may peace be upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the mother of Mary used to pray to Allah, to say, Oh Allah, if you bless me with offspring, I will actually sacrifice this offspring for your cause. And Allah blessed her with a girl child, subhanallah, a girl child. Now, many times people want to have boys. Some want to have girls. Allah says, you know what? It's in me. It's in my hands. It's up to me what I'm going to do. Allah blessed her with the girl. That girl was Maryam. Something unique used to happen to Maryam, Mary, the mother of Jesus. May peace be upon them both. Something amazing used to happen. Zakaria used to take care of her. And she was in her own space or place of worship. And every time she was in that place of worship, when Zakaria used to go there, he used to find with her some food. Where did you get this food from? It was fruit. What type of fruit? Fruit that was out of season. Subhanallah. It's not even a seasonal fruit. So who brought it for you? It couldn't have been a human being. So every time Zakaria went to this place of worship to see Mary, Maryam, as she grew older and she was young, he saw fruit with her that was amazing, strange. So he asked her, where did you get this from? Verse number 38, she says,
هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ
It is from Allah. Allah gives whomsoever He wishes without account. So when you pray to Allah, He gives you that which people consider impossible. That's what Zakaria learned immediately. If I were to pray to Allah, Allah will give me something that others might consider impossible. Your faith will carry you during times of crisis, my beloved brothers and sisters. Your faith, keep supplicating and have conviction in Allah. He is the one. If He granted fruit and vegetable to Mary, or some types of food to Mary, the mother of Jesus, when she prayed and she was close to Him, do you think He cannot create a miracle for you and I? Look at Zakaria. He immediately saw that and he knew he doesn't have offspring, male offspring to carry his lineage. So, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ The next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in verse number 38, Allah says, at that juncture, Zakaria immediately called out to Allah. He says, Oh my Lord, I want progeny. I need you to give me progeny. Children who will carry my name and continue with the goodness, for indeed you hear the prayer.
رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ.
O my Lord, grant me progeny from you, good, pure progeny, for indeed you hear all the prayers. He was inspired by Mary, Maryam, may peace be upon her. He knew he was old, his wife was barren, and at the same time he wanted a child. So he called out to Allah. The angels called Zakaria and informed him that, you know what, good news. Allah is going to bless you with a child called Yahya, John. Subhanallah, may peace be upon them all. Imagine, he now didn't know what to do because his wife was old, she was barren, and at the same time, he is calling out to Allah and Allah's given it to him. And Allah says, your wife is expecting. Whoa, what am I going to do? How am I going to face the people? I'm so old, subhanallah. But the point I've learned here is, look at how he was inspired by Mary who called out to Allah, may peace be upon her. And look at how he's calling out to Allah and now he's gotten something that others would have considered impossible. So there is nothing impossible for Allah. Nothing impossible for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Zakaria, we are giving you good news of a child. He immediately says, how will I face my people? Give me a sign. Subhanallah. There was a crisis. What was the crisis? The crisis was, yes, they were given the goodness, but now, facing people sometimes is a crisis. A person goes through some hardship. A person has made some money sometimes. People will start spreading rumors. How do I protect myself from those rumors? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed amazing verses to teach him what to do. And it's important that we understand what has just happened. The blessings of Allah were given to someone and he's facing a new crisis. What about people? I'm sure a lot of us get worried sometimes. You're not supposed to worry. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, inshallah. In the next episode, we will look at that. Until then, أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.